Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 20, Isaiah 65, verse number 20, there shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner shall, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. What does that mean, preacher? What it's talking about during the millennium, that they'll have, God is long-suffering for us, amen? God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. However, during the millennium, he gives them a timeline. You have 100 years, at 100 years of age, they have to come to Christ as their Savior. If they don't come to Christ for their Savior, literally God will put judgment upon them. And how can I say this? Well, he's accursed. He'll be killed. Okay? Isaiah 11:4. Turn back to Isaiah 11:4. I have that reference. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Again, he's talking about the millennium in Isaiah 11. Verse number 4, but with the righteousness shall he judge the poor and reprove the iniquity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. So this is during the millennium. He's going to rule with a rod of iron. If you rule with a rod of iron, that means there's going to be some disobedience there. And if I use this as a silly illustration, he's going to knock him in the head with that rod, yeah, not literally, but you know what I'm talking about. He's going to rule them, and he slays them with the breath of his lips at 100 years of age. Here's an interesting one tucked away in Acts chapter number 3. Turn me to Acts chapter number 3. Verse number 23. Acts chapter 3 and verse number 23. A lot of people kind of overlook this as they're reading through the book of Acts, but there's references here about the kingdom when it says in verse number 23, and it shall come to pass, it's yet future, that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. So again, we're talking about the millennial reign of Christ. If they don't hear, they don't listen to the prophet, they'll be killed, they'll be destroyed. He'll slay them with the breath of his mouth, we read in Isaiah 11, at the age of 100 years of age. We see that in Isaiah 65. So let's just follow this timeline. Okay, they enter to the millennium, saved people. They have children. Their children must trust Christ by the time they get 100 years of age. If they don't, they'll be taken off the face of the earth. If they are saved, they continue to live forever. And they have children. Are you following the thought? Yes.
So the sanctification of the saints who come into the millennium.
I'm going to get there.
And then the ones who get saved.
I'm going to get there. Okay.
Yes.
I'm glad you asked that question. It's going to be part of the lesson this morning. You ever heard of the Nazarenes and their good people, S.F. Breeze? He calls it the eradication of the sin nature. Okay, that's true, except he's about 1,000 years too early. Okay, I know somebody, and I'm not going any farther. Temple knows who I'm talking about. Okay, that believes that our sin nature as we live today has been eradicated, and that literally we sin because of memory. You know how you have memory, you remembered that you can't expose your memory. And it's crazy to think that. And I don't want to get on this tangent, but even there's people today that believe that our sin nature is eradicated. I don't know how in the world you get up every morning and you ain't 5 minutes into the day hardly and you've already messed up. You know what I'm saying? So, but the sin nature will be eradicated. And we're going to get to that verse here. I'll give you a couple of verses where he says, I'm going to give them a pure heart, a clean heart. It's talking about the millennium. We'll get those verses here, but I want you to get the picture. That sin nature will be eradicated. They no longer will have that sin nature in them. Remember, Jesus is ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. There are going to be some amazing things that's going to take place. And we'll get to these verses where I give them a pure heart, a clean heart. And that kind of what we're talking about here. But those unbelievers, those children who do not trust Christ as their Savior, they are they die at 100 years of age. So it will be a real R-E-A-L reign. Also will be a rewarding reign. Let's go back to Revelation 20, verse 6. It talks about the last part of that verse, and they shall reign with him 1,000 years. We see that the tribulation saints, this is specifically talking about them who died in the tribulation, or who lived, it don't matter, anywhere, the tribulation saints, they're going to reign with him, okay? They're receiving a glorified body, and they're going to reign with him. So we see tribulation saints are going to reign. New Testament saints, us, we're in that category of New Testament saints, we're going to rule and reign with Jesus. In 1 Corinthians chapter number 6, let's just start right there. I have 3 or 4 passages here. I really love this passage of Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Let's begin in verse number 1. Dare any of you, and I have written in my Bible, how dare you? Okay, in layman's English, it says in the King James, dare any of you. I just put, how dare you? Having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints. In other words, taking a brother to court, a legal court, and I know I don't want, that's a whole other story, but he says you need to work it out among yourselves before you take it to the unbelievers in the court system. How do you do that? And then verse number 1 Corinthians 2. Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? Us. So why are you taking your brother to court if you can't work it out among yourself? Don't you know one day you're going to judge the world, the millennial reign of Christ? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you not unworthy to judge the smallest matters? And those are these little nitpicky things you get mad about. And I know this is holding. Well, preacher, you don't know what he did to me. That's a whole other story. Verse number 3. I'm just saying what the Word of God says, okay? Know you not that we shall judge angels? How much more the things that pertain to this life? So not only are we going to judge on this world with Jesus, we're going to judge angels. And I love this passage of Scripture. I really believe that during the millennium, remember at the end of the tribulation, the false prophet, the Antichrist, is cast into the lake of fire. And Satan, he's not on this earth now for the millennium. Remember, he's cast into a prison for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, you bring. But what about these demons? All these fallen angels, we're going to have the privilege to capture them jokers. Preacher, you're crazy. Well, the Bible says, don't you know you're going to judge angels? We can't do it right now. It's talking about the fallen angels, these demons. And I really believe that that God's going to give us the ability to not only capture and apprehend these fallen angels, but actually, let me just put it this way. Okay. God's people cannot be possessed by demons. Somebody asked me about this a week or two ago. You cannot be possessed, but you can be oppressed. A big difference. I know some people act like there's a devil in them, you know, but saved people cannot, because the Holy Spirit dwells within you. The Holy Ghost dwells within you, and you know, I won't get into all that, but it's literally impossible. It's impossible for a believer to be demon possessed. You may think your husband or your wife's demon-possessed. Well, they act sometime, I won't go, but if they're saved, they can't be. They're just mean or whatever. But you can be oppressed by demons. And let me put it this way also. All the time I hear, boy, the devil's giving me a hard time this week. You ever said that? He's giving me a rough time. You know, he's been beating me over the head this week. I hate to tell you this, but the devil don't bother us. He's got bigger fish to fry than us. Okay, he got more important things in matter than bothering us. Well, who bothers us? His little imps. All these fallen angels, all these demons that bother us, okay? That do, and that's a whole nother study of demonology, and one day we'll get into that. But I want you to get a picture that we're going to rule and reign with Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.